I don't think we realize what this crazy place does to our psyche, man, you know? Like, and we don't even have any outlets to talk. Over here, we feel like being a man means we can't talk. We have to swallow everything, to chest everything, keep it inside. And when I was young, they used to ask me, what are you doing in the kitchen? Oh, guy, why are you crying? Are you a child? Are you a baby? That's real stuff they used to tell us. So you grow up thinking you can't talk to anybody, you can't be vulnerable, you can't express yourself to anyone. And in this crazy jungle that we live in again, this mad type of society where you really need to talk, you need to find ways to express, to open up emotionally. You know, they view that as some kind of weakness. It's mad.
Classic.
It's mad. Mini Sunny, Mino Fio. Bani Makbocho Mli. Agei Afe. Mie Afe.
I don't understand. Sure, you need someone to hold your hand. I bury thoughts of being vulnerable beneath the sand. She asking questions that's exposing all my inner scams. I feel like letting go, make her open up. Previous babes done, they wonder why I'm slow to trust. I put my feelings in the chamber, then I load it up. But I never shoot, it's like we fear the truth. She trying to take me on a journey and I know they fight. It's like she's taking me to market where I know they price. Cause I'm hoping that she'll save me from my own advice. She keeps telling me to take a chance and roll the dice. But this is life, always feeling like there's something more. Always asking Wale, what is it you're running for? My uncle told me you should always make them love you more. Now I know that he was scared and it's not his fault, not at all.
Probably a victim of conditioning in 2 days to wake and smell the bouquet. Still you try to ride some grass to grace as if you're two-faced. Weight of the world up on your shoulders as you start a new day. I make a mental Polaroid, bumping pictures loopy as foundations built on quicksand, submerged under monsoon rains. And these days, stormy seasons last a little longer, spending more time in traffic than I do reading to my daughter. But I must be stronger cause it hasn't killed me yet. In this place where you're here one day and could be gone the next. Swear that whole TV's episode struck a chord in my chest. If you're living here in Niger, you're some form of depressed. Yeah, you heard correct. It's no wonder how we managed to be more concerned with if Wiz is dating T.Y. Cyrus than the interior decorations of our mental palace. The stress is most dramatic. I pray my son doesn't catch it, but
I got something else.